What's good, everyone? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You have now entered 4th Street, and this is the 4th Street Sports Show. You with your boy, Kobe.
Charles, not Charlie.
Charlie, not Charles.
Don't mix us up.
And Smooth Oz.
And we are the 4th Street Sportsman. And we got a big show today. We got an interview with Coach Stephanie Radecki, who is the head coach of the Southern Miss volleyball team. Also, we got our debate show. We got Eagle Eye. And you already know, before our outro, we give our flowers to all Southern Miss athletes and alumni who received honors during the week. And quick recap, too, before we get into the Eagle Eye later. Southern Miss Volleyball jumped to a 4-0 start to their season after hosting the Southern Miss Classic here at the Wellness Center in Hattiesburg. Sophomore Mia Wesley earned MVP of the tournament with a total of 52 kills through four games, including 21 against Louisiana. Kenzie Smith and Aaliyah Giroux also earned all tournament honors along with Wesley. And Austin, could you give a quick recap of what you saw at the volleyball tournament?
Quick recap of it. It was a phenomenal tournament. We saw great things from all the teams that came upstate, Valley State. I can go on and on. I can't even think of more off the top
Salukis.
Of my head. Yeah, the Salukis. The Salukis, the Raging Cajuns. It was a great tournament. Our ladies did a phenomenal job. The environment was phenomenal all week. They started off 4-0. We saw great things from the true freshman, Carr Atkinson. Also, we saw Mia Wesley and Duquesne Maraska. Yeah. Hopefully I'm saying it right.
You are. Yes, you are.
We saw great things. Great things defensively, offensively. The Golden Eagles look phenomenal. I recapped it. I was tired. Pulled an all-nighter. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Pulled an all-nighter for the student prince. But this is the first 4-0 start for the volleyball team since 2015. And in that season, the 2015 squad started its season 10-0. Which is an amazing start. And later, after we go on a quick break, we will have the head coach and the mastermind of this team, Coach Stephanie Radecki, and we will talk to her pretty much about the season, how it's going so far, and what we can expect from the rest of the season this year. But first, we have to go into a quick break, and we also gotta talk. And also, we're gonna go into the song picked by our guest today, which is Dreamer by Chris Brown. But first, quick break, and we'll be back. This is the 4th Street Sports Show, and this is Southern Miss Radio.
WUSM, Hattiesburg.
Welcome back to the 4th Street Sports Show. It's your boy, Kobe. And in the studio with us, we have Coach Stephanie Radecki, who is the head coach of the volleyball team. And like we said earlier, the volleyball team is coming off a big weekend, winning all four games and starting the season off 4-0. And Austin, Charlie, y'all had a question about the song choice and the quote that Coach Radecki put up.
So definitely, we saw a connection between, we just played Dreamer, which you wanted to play, with Chris Brown, 2008, an old one. I had to do my research for that.
Yeah.
But you also posted a quote.
Well, it's not a strange quote, but a quote by Harriet Tubman saying, "Every great dream begins with a dreamer," and saying, "Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world." Hashtag Harriet Tubman. Hashtag Forge Our Path.
Yeah.
Hashtag Southern Miss.
So could you explain that connection and maybe what the theme of Dreamer has to do with the team?
That all has been my favorite song for a long time. Okay. You know, I used to sit by myself in the gym and blast that song on my headphones. I just felt like it was a great motivational song for anyone in athletics that wanted to achieve great things. And that's obviously what I've always wanted to do and what I've wanted our program to do. But there really wasn't a connection other than I thought that was a great quote. You know, I think that it's always important to talk about passion. Patience is something I've always struggled with, and I think all coaches do. But, you know, when we our staff took over this program in 2018, you know, we wanted to achieve everything so fast. We wanted to reach a championship level super fast. And we all know that it takes patience and not just passion, but patience to achieve those things. And, you know, we really feel like our team this year is going to achieve great things. So, you know, that was, to me, it seemed really relevant at the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, Coach, we got to ask you about this 4-0 start. How impressed were you with your team's performance over this past weekend?
I was really impressed. Saw some great things. You know, obviously it's still opening weekend, so there's a lot of things that we need to work on and improve on. But to be able to have those performances at home with, we had quite a few new players, a different lineup, and, you know, it was nice to see that. We played some great teams this weekend. You know, I feel like every team had such huge weapons and great volleyball. And I know that those of you that were there and watched saw a lot of scrappy plays and a lot of determined moves from some strong female athletes. So it was a fun weekend. And to be able to finish with that last fifth set win, it just showed that our team is ready to battle. And we're going to have to do that. We know that the teams that we play all season long are strong and that our conference is extremely strong. So we just have to be prepared to battle every time we step on the floor.
Also, Mia Wesley was named tournament MVP. Also, Mia, Kenzie Smith, and Aaliyah Giroux were also named to the all-tournament team. How did you feel on their performance?
It was exciting. You know, I think Mia is a very dynamic player, and I'm sure a lot of people, you know, you watch her play and you know how passionate she is about the game and how competitive she is. There were a few times that she mentioned she was a little high error this weekend, and we definitely can improve on that, and she knows that, but she also carries a big load for us. You know, Kenzie Smith did a great job distributing the ball, and I think she made some big plays at the net as a setter, and so that really helped us, especially in those tight sets. And Aaliyah had a great job, did a great job as a libero. It was her first weekend starting in a libero position, and I really felt like she did an outstanding job defensively. And you know, one of the things that goes unnoticed in volleyball is serve receive and our serve receive passing. And without that, it's really difficult to side out. And without being able to side out, you're not going to score a lot of points. So I think both Aaliyah and Lauren Talbert really held a big load in serve receive, as well as Lindsay Legg, Mia, and at times Duquesne as a primary passer for us. So they really did a nice job with serve receive.
Going forward, this was something we talked to you in the exhibition match, but just that libero position, do you see it kind of being shared with Lauren and Aaliyah, or how are you approaching that position going forward?
Well, the crazy thing about the libero position is we have several players that can fill that role. We have really strong defensive specialists, and that's always been important for me as a coach and my coaching philosophy. Mm-hmm. You know, Aaliyah can fill that role. I think Lauren can fill that role. I think Lindsay Legg could fill that role. And we also have Lauren Siebert that has been a libero in the past at the junior college that she played at. So we have a lot of depth in that position. I think Aaliyah really stepped up and solidified that role, but we always have someone to fill in if she's not playing her best, and she knows that. And, you know, Lauren Talbert helps us defensively as an offensive threat too. I'm sure you guys noticed some of the swings she took late in that fifth set, late in the fourth set. You know, she was one of our starting outsides last year. We're comfortable using her in the front row. She is a strong, dynamic attacker who's extremely smart and plays great defense. So it's always nice to have that depth and know that we have someone to play a role and step in and help us be successful.
And just, we talked to Coach Elzar last weekend. Just a bunch of the coaches right now and all the programs, you know, are going through difficult times with COVID and just the shortened off season. Could you say how the transition just from, you know, playing last spring to going to now was, and just how you were able to approach that as a coach?
Well, crazy is the best way I can describe it. You know, last year, I feel like we were on pins and needles all season. It was in the fall. We weren't sure if we were going to get to play a season or not. Then it moved to the spring, and then it was from week to week, not knowing who was going to be available to play or if we were even going to be able to play. I think there were two times early in the not only our fall competition, but that we were able to play, but our early spring that we'd find out the night before that it wasn't going to happen. And it's just a lot of disappointment you have to kind of manage on your team. But this year we feel a lot better. I mean, we more than anything, we just want people to be healthy, safe, and happy, and we want to be able to compete. And, you know, I feel better this year, and I think we feel more prepared for anything that could happen. We're just excited to be playing volleyball.
And sorry that I'm taking y'all's shine, but as far as team dynamics, I know you said that the team got to take a trip. Could you just talk about that experience and just what it meant for the team and you as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, we were really excited. We took the team down to some cabins in Louisiana. It was a strange trip where there wasn't really a grocery store anywhere close, so we had to make do with some odd food choices. But it was a great learning experience for our team. Spent a lot of time together and bonded and talked about the goals we have for this season and the goals we have in life. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to just step back from volleyball and just be people for a while versus who's going to play here and who's going to play there. And, you know, it was just a great experience and a lot of laughs. And it was a lot of fun.
You know, during the state exhibition, I was actually looking over our roster and noticed that we don't have any players from Mississippi. And then I was just, you know, for the lulz, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to our roster history and see when the last time was that we had Charles. A Mississippian on our roster. And it was back in 2019.
Right,
so could you perhaps cover the recruitment process for players and maybe if there's any Mississippi players at all on our radars moving forward or anything like that?
Well, yeah, obviously we always want to recruit as much as we can locally, but at the end of the day, we're going to recruit the best players that are going to help our program. And those best players in Mississippi don't always want to choose us. And that stinks, but at the same time, it is what it is. And, you know, we try to just get the best fit personnel wise that fit our coaching staff's personality and the goals and how we train and go from there. I coached in Alabama for 16 years, and this is the first time I've had two starting middles from Alabama. So it just is, it falls the way it falls, and sometimes you can't control it. So we just, you know, we just want to get good people and good players in our program.
Now, Coach, it's only four games into the season, but how are you feeling about this team's potential coming up this season?
Yeah, well, I think it's, like you said, only four games in. It's super early. You know, we're excited. We're on a high right now from a great weekend. But we also know every day that we just have to continue to get better and that we're going to face a lot of challenges along the way. So I think we have a lot of potential. I know our team has really big goals, and I think they're accurate goals. You know, I don't think we're going into anything with our goals set too high. I think we want to achieve great things. And if our team can just get better every day, which is always our goal, then I think we'll be in position to achieve those things. So just looking forward to the journey.
So Coach took the time today to come out here, and she's actually got to go to practice. So we got to let it go. But one more question before we let you go. Could you just talk about the upcoming match versus a very big team?
Well, we play three strong programs this weekend. We start with Buffalo. We play Troy as well as Alabama. So it's a big weekend. We're excited to play that competition. We're excited to travel to Tuscaloosa. Mm-hmm. You know, three big tests for our team, and hopefully we'll be ready and prepared, and we'll take it one match at a time, and hopefully we'll come back with some more wins. I do want to say before I head out, I appreciate you guys for taking the time to support volleyball, being in the stands, having me on the show, and showing interest in how hard our female student athletes work to represent this university in our athletic department. And it's just really cool to see. And we hope to get some more people out to watch us play, because it's a fun thing.
For sure. We definitely want to put that out there. If you haven't been to the Wellness Center, it's a super cool experience. Mm-hmm. Everyone on campus should get out there.
Yeah. Please do. Cause I've not only been to some of the games this year, I went last year. And it was very exciting, and y'all were really getting to it, and it was very competitive out there. So, again, if you haven't been to a game in the Wellness Center, take some time out of your schedule and come see the volleyball team, because you're going to see some very competitive games from these ladies, and it's very exciting. It's very exciting.
Popcorn's good, too.
Popcorn is good as well. But, again, thank you, Coach Radecki, for taking time out of your precious schedule to come sit with us and for us, for allowing us to interview you. So, and but good luck on the rest of the season. We really hope you can keep this going, but we really hope you can keep this streak going. But
no pressure.
We wish no pressure. No pressure. But we wish you good luck in this upcoming season, and we will be at more of the game. At more of the games too. But thank you again. Once again, thank you for sitting with us. Out of your prep, taking
yeah, into, anytime. Know, I'm so. Willing to come back if you guys will have me. So I appreciate you having me here. No problem.
We sure will. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Coach Stephanie Radecki, head coach of the Southern Miss volleyball team. And once again, we will be back with our debate segment. And this is foot. Well, we'll be talking football predictions. Yes. We're gonna get into it. But
feedback on that.
We're gonna get into it, but we will go into a quick break real quick.
Fourth Street Sports,
and this is Southern Miss Radio. And welcome back to the Fourth Street Sports Show, and I made a mistake. This is not our debate segment. This is our Eagle Eye. And in the Eagle Eye, we do our review of what happened this past weekend in sports and what's coming up this weekend in sports. And, of course, like we mentioned, volleyball jumped to a 4-0 start and jumped to a 4-0 start after hosting the Southern Miss Classic. Mia Wesley earned MVP of the tournament. All that jazz. Kenzie Smith and Aaliyah Giroux, also Mia Wesley, all tournament honors. Along with Wesley, and this is the first 4-0 start for the volleyball team since 2015. But also, we had a big week in soccer too, as well. Charlie, take it away.
Yes. So first home game was Thursday, and it was a historic 8-0 win versus Nichols State.
8-0?
Yeah, 8-0.
Usually it's so, like 1-0.
Yeah. So they actually called the game early. I guess it was because nobody could really come back from that 8-0 score with 13 minutes left. But it was also because of
the lighting.
There was no lights there, and it was pitch black, so they couldn't play soccer anymore. But I'm gonna get into it. Senior Ariel Diaz had a huge game. 6 Golden Eagles scored, but Ariel started the scoring onslaught. She had 2 goals and an assist, but that first goal was a beauty. It was a curl just straight over the goalkeeper from around 10 yards out. So she was picked as the preseason player of the year, and she just said that she's going, this is her last year eligibility. She's going all in, and you can see that just how she's playing. So great win for the team.
And soccer also faced off against University of Alabama this past Sunday. And after dropping to a 2-0 deficit, Edgardo, I think I pronounced that right. It's one of those.
Ilana Izquierdo. I forgot to mention it. It's Izquierdo.
Right?
No, Izquierdo. We can do Spanish lessons.
You know what?
Charlie has taken.
I'm an intermediate Spanish, Charles.
Spanish
look, man, you guys are signing all the exotic names out here, man. I can't help it. But you know what? She tied the game with 2 goals. Within a minute of each other, man. That's when you know.
Yeah.
That's when you know.
Alabama.
Like, what? The goalie done goofed, y'all.
you can't blame it. That's the defense, too, man.
But the Golden Eagles held on to its lead, but dropped the game after Alabama scored in the second overtime period. Goalkeeper Kendall Mendnick had seven saves. In the match, and the Golden Eagles are currently 2-2 on the regular season, and their next game is at home against University of Arkansas at Little Rock on Friday, September 5th.
I just want to add that Izquierdo's 4 goals, and those came from the last 2 games, Alabama and Nichols State, that put her tied for the most goals in Conference USA. So she's having a huge season.
Yeah, she's killing
right
it.
Now.
Yeah,
wow. She's going to keep rolling at the pace she's going at.
Yeah, exactly.
but speaking on another pace, we have ladies golf. Yes, women's golf is headed our way. They will kick off their season this weekend in South Alabama also.
Woo.
At at their complex in Mobile. Well, South Alabama is hosting it. It's called the USA Intercollegiate Tournament, where the Lady Eagles will be playing this weekend all the way through Sunday. Well, Monday, my bad. All the way through Monday, starting Friday through Monday, we will see how the Lady golf team does.
Do we know when the men are going to be starting, Austin?
Actually, next week. This week coming up after this one.
Gotcha.
September 11th.
We got a couple of South Alabama.
Yeah, a lot. I'm telling. And a few weeks ago, we debated that they are our top rival.
We'll see what happens.
And also, Southern breaking news today: Southern Miss basketball released their schedule today. Home opponents include Louisiana, Lamar University, William Carey, and more. Also, one of our away opponents is South Alabama. Ooh, so
big game last year.
We're going to Mobile a lot.
Charlie, Charles, y'all might have something. Y'all might have something with this South Alabama being the rival. But also, for the men's basketball team, their first home game is in the Reed Green Coliseum against Delta State on Thursday, November 4th at 7:00 p.m.
And we gotta beat them Okras.
Save the date.
definitely save the date for when basketball starts. And finally, it's been a long off season. Football is finally back.
Let's go.
Football is finally back. Cause this week, this Saturday, Southern Miss will take on
South Alabama.
This week, this Saturday in Mobile, Alabama. This is the season opener for the Golden Eagles, which is deja vu because last year Southern Miss faced off against South Alabama in Hattiesburg in the season opener, which resulted in South Alabama defeating Southern Miss 32-21.
Man, and let me tell you, that game was a gridiron classic.
It was. It was a.
It was also. I didn't mean to cut you off, but it was also a downfall last year.
Yeah, no, that was when Jay was like, peace out, y'all. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, that was the last game for Coach Jay Hobson. And, but now we have a new era with Coach Will Hall taking over the Golden Eagles. And this game is set to take place at 7:00 p.m. on Saturday and will be televised on ESPN+. So if you don't have that, you can try to find. You could try if you don't have ESPN Plus. You could try to go somewhere. Yeah, go to a bar.
Well, I happen to know. Shout out to Rock 104 down the street. You can tune into them,
definitely.
And you can listen to the radio stream. That's what I used
always
to do.
Good coverage, yeah.
And also, you could listen with radio. You could also listen to it on the Southern Miss Sports Network, which usually is on southernmiss.com, where you could go listen to all Southern Miss sports inquiries. Also, before we go into break, before our debate segment.
Actually, this time.
We're not lying, our thoughts and prayers go out to all in the Southern Miss community, athletes, alumni, students, faculty that were impacted by Hurricane Ida this weekend. We hope everyone and their family is safe, and we thank all those who are helping in the relief process. That includes first responders, volunteers and everyone. So again, thoughts and prayers go out to everybody in the Southern Miss community, whether they're from Louisiana or Mississippi itself or any other states that were impacted by Hurricane Ida. So again, thoughts and prayers go out, and thanks to all that are helping in the relief process.
Absolutely.
So,
and all those coming to help, because there's national help. So everyone that's impacted, we hope that everybody gets the help they need.
Right. So we that was our Eagle Eye, and we're going to another quick break. But this time, I promise y'all, when we come back, we will have our debate segment, and we are talking football. It is game week this week, so we're going to be talking football again. This is the 4th Street Sports Show, and this is Southern Miss Radio.
This is Southern Miss Radio. Southern Miss Radio.
And welcome back to the 4th Street Sports Show. That was ATLians by Outkast. That's a classic right there, y'all. And also quick little fun fact, though, before we get into our debate segment. It's the 25th anniversary of that album coming out, and OutKast is one of my favorite groups. Andre 3000.
I can't say I blame you.
Andre 3000 is my favorite rapper. It's one of my favorite rappers of all time. So, shout out to OutKast, and that was ATLians. But this is our debate segment, and this year we and this time on the debate segment, we will be talking about football. Of course, it's game week. It's game week. Our first game is this Saturday against South Alabama, 7 o'clock. On ESPN Plus or Southern Miss Sports Network.
And live from Mobile.
Live from Mobile. So, basically, the question today is, what record will Southern Miss finish with, and how will they fare this season? Who wants to go first?
I elect to go last.
Okay, we know we're going to get some backlash. I know specifically me. But, you know, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. Like, I mean, feedback. We love, you know, disputing. Yeah.
There's
no
such thing as bad publicity, y'all.
Prove us wrong.
All right, I'll go first, guys. My season prediction, I'll just give my explanation first and then my record.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with the good old Joel Embiid saying, you know, trust the process, right? Mm-hmm. You saw what happened in Philly. I mean, they're still going through the process.
Can you really trust the process?
Ben Simmons. I'm just saying, this is a massive undertaking for Coach Hall and his staff to come from what happened last year to expect, you know, all the things that are being expected, because hype is a good thing, but also it can be turned into a bad thing. So, whatever direction happens this year, the team goes this year, I want the fan base to know that, you know, you got to stick by your team.
Right.
Can't be fair weather, can't turn, because this is a massive undertaking. And with mm-hmm. that being said, I feel like there's more that could go wrong than right.
Oh, dear.
If one thing, what I'm saying, it's like a domino. If one thing goes wrong, then things could fall apart fast. The team through camp has looked great. There's definitely lots of depth and skill set players, but there's been injuries, and those have shown some of the flaws of the team. And also, there's just been inconsistencies, and I think it's just a little too much to expect such a grand turnaround. So this season, at least. And with that being said, I'm going 6-6. Mm. I still expect a lot of fight from this team, though.
Huh.
Okay, I'll go second. Okay. Charlie, I'm giving us one more win than 6-6. Okay. I'm going 7-5. I like what I've seen from fall camp, especially from certain units like the O-line, the mm-hmm. linebacking core is going to be very deep. So that's not a problem to me. But other units don't look as deep. And mm-hmm. on the defensive side, the defensive line, that's one of my biggest issues is how can a defensive line fare? And I don't know if it's as deep as the other units,
yeah.
as the linebacking core, as the secondary core, you know, as the wide receiving core. I think we look special, but at the end of the day, the game is lost. Well, won and lost in the trenches.
Right.
So that's where I feel like that we may mm-hmm. struggle the most on the defensive line and getting pressure. It's going to show against some very explosive teams with great run games, like some UTSAs or UABs. Or
I feel that.
Also, Austin, I would like to second that mm-hmm. point. I think we also will go 7-5 this year. At first, I thought on Charlie's side the 6-6 because, again, it is Coach Hall's first season as head coach, but I'm a little more optimistic. Now, I know we're going to have our struggles in the beginning, especially facing a team we lost to last year with South Alabama. And then after Grambling, we have Troy.
I think Troy is it's a tough team.
That is a tough team to face. Troy is a tough team to face, despite them being the Sun Belt. I've seen them pull off a lot of upsets in the past, and we're going to have, again, you got our division. Of course, you got UAB, you got mm-hmm. Middle Tennessee, you got also, I believe Marshall is on the schedule.
Rice beat Southern Miss 30-6.
Rice
has one of the toughest defenses in the conference.
So with that, I think as much as you talked about the defense, I think all eyes are going to be on offense this year, especially Definitely. With guys like Trey Lowe, who's had y'all have really positive things to say about him in fall camp, and I think say what you was about to say.
Players and coaches have had great things to say about Trey Lowe.
And him taking over that spot from Jack Abraham, who transferred to Mississippi State, all eyes are going to be on him, and all eyes are going to be on his running back as well, Mr. Frank Gore Jr. And I think the offense, they have a lot. I don't think they have a lot of high expectations, but I think that all eyes are really going to be on them this year, though, too. So 7-5, I have us winning a lot of close ones, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of close ones. Again, like with a lot of close ones. Fourth quarter, maybe overtimes. I got us going 7-5 this year in Will Hall's first year at Southern Miss.
Shooting around the same ballpark, so let's see what Charles has
okay,
to say.
Okay, here's why I elected to go last. Okay, so I was looking through our roster, through our schedule and whatnot, and comparing their seasons to last season, which doesn't really show much because half the games were canceled anyway. Yeah. But you know, I figure they'd be a good indicator, you know, to kind of see where the team's at going into the seasons and whatnot. I initially had us at a 9-3 projection, which is like historic level turnaround right there.
Wow.
Yeah,
Coach Hall would have a statue erected at the end of the season if he managed to pull that off. I do see things ultimately being like 7-5, maybe even 8-4. I do have a lot of games that I think are going to be very close, like the Troy game, like the Rice game, the UAB game. I think that the La Tech game is going to be very good. I think that's going to wind up being a really good game, a really good close one, because they had us, what was it, a 4-point loss last season?
I believe it was a 1-point.
It was even a 1-point loss.
It was on the last play.
That was also a gridiron classic. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, like we may have had sort of an off season last year, but we had a lot of really good games.
And throughout the season, I want to say lots of these mm-hmm. returning players showed their fight last year.
Yeah,
those were unusual and challenging circumstances. And lots of those guys are coming together with this attitude that we're here to win. They have one goal. So I think that fight is going to get them places more than, you know, I think that they have a chance to win games off of their fight.
Yeah,
especially when it's coming down to the wire.
Yeah, because I believe Trey Lowe was just thrown into the mix like in the middle of the season, right?
Yeah, he was.
Near the end of the season, against Rice,
he was thrown in, and basically, I think they ran two passing plays in that quarter. But he showed flashes against FAU in that last game.
Definitely,
yeah, he did. North Alabama too.
Yeah.
They had a pretty decent outing. Mm-hmm. But I just want to just drop my game by game prediction.
Okay,
I know you said 7-5, but I will tell you what games we will win and what games we will not.
Okay.
No disrespect to any of the Golden Eagles fans out there. No disrespect, you know.
Right.
But here are my predictions. South Alabama, we will get that win this week.
Ooh,
I guarantee that.
I
guarantee that. Yep. Who said that saying, I guarantee? I can't think of it right now. I can't think. But I guarantee it right now. All right. South Alabama, Grambling, both wins. Troy, we face Troy week 3. I think that is a loss. A lot of people think that we will start off 3-0, but I think we lose to Troy. Alabama, I'm sorry.
If we manage to pull that off, we're talking about Coach getting that statue the day after.
Yeah, like in the fourth week. Like, they might as well go ahead and build it.
Just go ahead and just build it.
I'll say this. It may be possible. I'm leaving a maybe. If Alabama loses to Miami this week, I'm just saying.
That's a big hot take.
That is a hot take, but it may be possible.
You know, that is a result that Frank Gore Jr. would like to see, being that he's from Miami.
Week 5, I got us losing to Rice, so that's 3 straight from Troy, Alabama, and Rice. Then we kick it back into gear. UTEP, that's a win. UAB, we lose. Middle Tennessee.
I think that's going to be a close game, though.
North Texas.
You're just going straight through
I think we lose against North Texas.
Go
UTSA,
away.
UTSA, La Tech, and FIU. Right. I think we win all of those. the last three.
Going back to the UAB, I'm like, I was agreeing with you until you said the UAB one. I think we get UAB in a close one. And I'm talking about overtime type one. Because UAB, they got the
they're
jump on us. In the
they're
established and they got the jump on us in past games. But I think, again, like Charlie said, they're going to be fighting this year. They're going to be fighting this year. And I think this is going to be probably their closest one, their closest game of the season this year. That's why I said I got it going into overtime. I got us winning that one.
No, I say our closest game will be UTSA.
UTSA? What? Yes. You're just throwing darts out here.
I think we win UTSA, but I think that would be the closest game we face this year. If I had a prediction.
Are you kidding me? I think that the UAB game's going to be the closest.
That's what I'm saying. Because I think, again, the only reason I'm saying that is because, again, in the past, UAB, they have really gotten decisive wins over us in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're back with a vengeance now.
But I think that, again, that is going to be the biggest one that they have this year. And I believe that they're going to fight. I believe that's going into overtime. And Southern Miss finds a way to win that game.
So, I don't know. That's hard for me to see, Kobe. Yeah. I mean, UAB is a great team right now. That's missing a point of faith now.
I think we can all agree, though, like looking into the end of the season schedule, you know, we can say, based on what we know now, they'll win or they'll lose. But yeah. I really think that this team's success greatly depends on their health. I mean, last year they had lots of health problems.
Coach problems. Yeah,
regardless of all the other things they're going through, injuries were huge.
Yeah, they were.
I feel like if they had those players that they didn't have, they could have played better.
Yes.
And what they finished with was very respectable for what they went through. So I really think this team has great potential, but it really depends on if they can stay healthy. Because if you have some of your top playmakers out, I won't say anything, but you have the top playmakers on the offense going through some injuries right now, just nursing through some not serious, but, you know, minor things. And the question is, can they last through that schedule?
Right.
And what happens if they don't, especially some of the guys on defense? Because we saw once some of the guys on the D-line went down.
Kitchens and Sykes.
Yes, and you have like
now, but they were a bit banged up.
And like you were saying, there's some really solid run teams and CUSA, so it could be a big problem.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. But it's like I said, this is just predictions. Yeah. It's hard to predict the
theoretical. Sorry, guys.
Yes.
And just to recap everybody's predictions, Charlie's got us going 500, Kobe and Austin got us going 7-5, and I'm going to go with 8-4.
Okay. Yep. I'll be honest, I was on the lenient side of 8-4 till about a week ago.
I was on 6-6 with Charlie.
I just said it. I think it's respectable. It's realistic. I'm kind of being realistic. If they exceed the expectations, then that's great. You know?
It's a weird situation because I can see 6-6 and I can see 8-4.
Yes,
but it really depends on how Southern Miss is able to close out games.
Yeah,
that's a good assessment. And like you said, health. You know,
That was a problem they had last year because that Louisiana Tech game, they were a big one on Louisiana Tech, and they kind of let it slip away from the Tulane game.
Yeah, but you know what?
Close,
even then,
and then it became 66-24.
We kept that La Tech game close. It shows how much heart this team has.
Yeah,
it really
that's
does.
What we're saying.
You want to talk about heart? Talk about how this team that's been tattered and has been going through several coaches still kept that game close.
I think it's going to be a surprise to some of the teams in the league. They're going to be like, whoa, who's this Southern Miss team? Yeah.
Personally, I think if Will Hall can get us to a 500 season, whether it be 6-6, whether it be 6-6, 7-5, 8-4, it doesn't matter. It's a win.
Trust in the process.
It's a win. So
But we're going to be better than Philly. Better than Philly.
But that's our predictions. Also, we got some quick, bold statements.
Oh, yeah, we got to throw those in.
All right. I've already said my bold statement, 9-3 season.
Wow. Okay, you count that as a bold statement.
Bold statement. Charlie, you said you
So I think this team's success greatly depends on Trey Lowe's performance, too, because they looked lost last year, kind of without that leadership at the quarterback position, And we've heard great things, seen great things from Trey. So I'm predicting that he's going to shock the Conference USA and lead them in passing touchdowns and passing yards.
Whoa. That is oddly specific, but go off.
Yes. That's what it's all about.
I think my bold statement, well, I actually got two. If y'all didn't know, I had one earlier that I didn't use, but I'll use it again. My bold statement is that all USM team sports will go above 500.
Above, wow. not just above.
Above.
Oh my goodness.
And I got another one.
That's got so many moving parts. That's crazy.
I got another one. Jason Brownlee will have 1,500 receiving yards on the season. That's a bold statement right here.
That's a very bold
receiver
statement.
You in the Conference USA.
Yeah, he definitely has
it right now.
Yeah, he has some big shoes to fill coming from off Tim Jones's leaving the program. Mm-hmm. That is definitely one. And my bold statement, I believe Frank Gore Jr., after last year scoring 2 touchdowns and having 708 yards, I believe that he will have 10 plus touchdowns this season.
Okay. I think that's fair.
That's
respectable.
All right.
It's fair because, like Charlie mentioned it before the show, they use Frank to get him down the field.
Yeah,
you had guys like Kevin Perkins and
Mayberry
to score those touchdowns on the goal line. But I think
I'm just going to plug this in here. We can see a lot of Cole Cavallo on the goal line at the fullback position.
I can't wait to
see
that, honestly. Yes. Yeah.
Child Cole Cavallo. But, I think Frank could actually get 10 plus touchdowns this season. At scoring 2, because I was surprised to go back to the stats and see that he scored 2. So, I got him getting 10-plus. And 10-plus touchdowns this season. And that's my bold statement. All right, so just hopping into our flower segment. This week, we got it, of course, like we mentioned, volleyball started 4-0 this past weekend. Shout out to Coach Radecki for stopping through during her precious schedule. Also, we got to give flowers to, and I hope I'm saying this right, Iana Izquierdo.
Ilana Izquierdo. I'm really taking y'all to Spanish class.
No, yeah, I already took so much French. I think I'm...
Iana Izquierdo.
She got four goals in the last 2 games, so giving flowers to her and tied with the most goals in Conference USA to start the season.
Also, Jason Brownlee and Bryce. Sorry, I'm...
Jesus.
English lessons too.
Everybody.
Sorry.
I gotta go to take you another English class, dog.
Bryce Foxworth, my bad. We're named to the 2021-2022 NFLPA Collegiate Big Board Preseason List. This list is when the NFL Players Association annually invites the nation's top seniors to the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl prior to the NFL draft. So it's kind of like a senior bowl type thing.
Yeah.
But it is different.
Big for scouts.
Bigger scouts and everything. Also, we forgot to mention this last week. Coach Scott Berry for the baseball team signed a contract extension to stay on as the Southern Miss baseball head coach.
There you go, coach. There you go.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that.
Hang on a second. Yes. Manager. It's
manager.
A manager.
I mean,
technically
manager.
Skipper, manager.
Whatever.
I play baseball and I didn't say that.
He's the top dog. So.
Yeah, the man.
But shout out to Scott Berry. He really made this team he definitely made this team a respectable program.
Go look at his record.
Absolutely. I mean, he has turned this team into one of the top dogs.
Yeah,
in the Conference USA, but in the nation.
Country. Yeah, go look at his record and the guys that he got drafted in MLB. So, shout out to Coach Scott Berry. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is the part of the show where we say farewell. But we will be back next Tuesday at 5 o'clock on Facebook Live on 88.5 WUSM, SouthernMissRadio.com, and other platforms may come to. Also, if you missed the show today, the show will be on our podcast site. So, please go subscribe, Spotify, Apple, any other platform that has podcasts on their site. So if you miss the show today, it will be on that. So
Yes, absolutely. And will the stream be archived on Facebook as well?
I believe so.
Yes. Awesome. Okay, so you can watch some of the goofy behind-the-scenes stuff that we have going on. Yeah. Sometimes I like to get into it with the dancing, music, and
who knows? We may have a YouTube channel coming. But don't quote me on that. Don't quote me on that.
They're totally going to quote you on that.
Don't quote me on that. But this has been another special edition of the 4th Street Sports Show. I hope you guys enjoyed it today. Once again, we thank Coach Stephanie Radecki for stopping through. Very cool lady. Very cool. We wish the volleyball team good luck. And I hope you guys have a great rest of the week, a great rest of the night, and a great rest of the tomorrow. That's something new. Don't steal that from
me. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So, this has been another edition of the 4th Street Sports Show. I am Kobe.
I am Charles, not Charlie.
And I am Charlie, not Charles.
You probably shouldn't mix this up. It'll get really confusing.
And smooth off.
And this is the 4th Street Sports Show. And this is Southern Miss Radio.
We're gonna
peace and love, everyone.
We're going to close things out with shout out to Coach Mo from last week. He wanted us to play Bob Marley's Three Little Birds. So
we get
Southern Miss Radio, man.
Peace and love.